Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Michelle Calvo Lorenzo. We're talking about animal well-being with Michelle in just a moment.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and 8M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
Express Ranches invite you to their 2020 Spring Bull Sale, March 6, 11:30 a.m. at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma. To be offered, 509 Angus and 51 Hereford Bulls. These bulls have genomically enhanced EPDs, have been semen checked, and carry a first-season breeding guarantee. To view a sale book, go to expressranches.com or call 405-350-0044 for more information. Attend in person or bid online at superiorlivestock.com. Express Ranches Spring Bull Sale, Friday, March 6th. Dr. Michelle Calvo Lorenzo at one time was on staff in the Animal Science Department at Oklahoma State University. Now with Elanco, she continues to work on animal well-being, animal welfare issues. And she says a real key as far as animal well-being is concerned is making sure the people who are taking care of the animals are properly trained.
Yes, correct. So I think there's a lot of great tools, scientific advancements, and even standards that are industry-wide or even globally, right? We've got the OIE, the World Organization for Animal Health. They've set broad standards. We also have the Five Freedoms. The Five Freedoms, these are broadly written standards originally coming from the UK, which again, broadly helps us meet the ideal states of welfare for animals. So there's lots of different tools out there. But at the end of the day, if you don't have a workforce or employee pool that believes in those protocols, believes in the standards, or the commitments to animal care, those silver bullets in terms of delivering on animal welfare will not get implemented day in and day out. It really is about building a culture where that's where these standards are accepted, they're implemented day to day, but people are empowered when they do follow suit. And they themselves understand why we use low stress handling techniques, why when we implant our cattle or administer vaccines, why we do those things. And then they actually see the results for themselves because they're doing it right, they're doing it appropriately, they're getting home earlier because we've got things done quicker. Ultimately, it all really does tie into each other.
And of course, the folks that are very critical of animal agriculture, they're a lot of times at these undercover videos and whatnot. That's usually involving the people.
Correct. Yes. And this is why this messaging of making sure you've got the right workplace culture set in place is really critical. Because again, your team should not be should not allow for someone to show up all of a sudden and start literally practicing malicious abuse on animals, which is what all of those videos portray. This is something that any teammate that truly believes in the operations mission to feed the world, right, and respect for their animals who help us produce those meat, milk, and eggs, they should not want to tolerate watching something like that happen. And truly, when you have the right workplace culture, they'll call each other out, or they will flag it, they will take it to a supervisor, or they'll try and intervene and correct that from that standpoint. Because when those videos come out, it's not just a black eye on the industry. In fact, it's not even just a black eye on that operations label. It's a black eye on those people. They were part of that operation. That ultimately affects them as well. So if you have the right workplace culture set, that will really help instill all of those values, all of those principles, which are important so that you hopefully can prevent any of those horrible instances from happening and even worse, getting caught on video.
And Dr. Lorenzo believes that as an industry, we're doing a better job of taking care of our animals, that we're doing the right thing.
I honestly, personally and professionally, I do see that we have made great improvements. And I think that also has a lot to do with the fact that we've got better metrics and we also have better educational tools that, again, come in multiple languages, are more hands-on, are more visual, as opposed to just printing a protocol, having it on paper, having it reviewed once a year during quote-unquote training. We've got workshops. We've got lots of great animal welfare experts and stockmanship experts leading workshops. So again, it's more interactive. It's speaking the language. It's showing in the facilities where people work, or showing all the different instances, dealing with different types of cattle. We've got very temperamental cattle. We've got very calm cattle. We've got our natives. We've got our Holsteins. All different animals. And you can get theoretical in terms of this is a low stress handling technique, and that's how it is on paper. But when we take it to the field and show people how to apply it, bud box versus the crowd tub, like helping people understand how, what, and why is really key. And so again, as our educational materials, training abilities, and benchmarking metrics have gotten better, I feel like as an industry, we really have progressed. And once we know what those industry targets are, a lot of the progressive producers really try and aim to go above and beyond those targets.
Dr. Michelle Calvo-Lorenzo, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is the trusted voice of the Oklahoma cattle industry. Executive Vice President Michael Kelsey says they'll have a strong presence at the state capitol this year.
OCA is an organization working for cattle producers. So if there's an issue that's touching their business, then we're going to be involved in it. We're going to make an effort to be at the table to advocate on their behalf.
Find out what's going on at the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association by following them on Facebook or go to their website, www.okcattlemen.org.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.